Early this week, Razor's Edge learned of the planned sudden closure of the National Center for Indigenous Excellence based in Redfern. The news came as a shock, especially among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in Sydney and New South Wales. The NCIE Hub provides community, sporting, cultural, and educational opportunities for young people and families, and is seen as the heart of the Redfern community. A $2 million loss in running operations was reportedly the reason, and the Supervisors Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation and the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council couldn't agree on how to resolve the problem. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has publicly called for the two government departments to jointly come up with a solution. While community leaders such as Auntie Margaret Harmono, CEO of Redfern Youth Connect, say the news has devastated their community and they're angry they've been left out in the discussion. Many of the 50 NCIE staff, mostly of Indigenous backgrounds, have been issued non-disclosure statements and will be out of work from next week.
We don't know where it's at. We've had no communication. We had the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council turn up to our community meeting to basically tell them what they've already told us. But however, there's different things that are happening behind the scenes that are not being disclosed. In terms of our programs, we will have no programs as of 12 o'clock on Monday.
So if I could just quickly find out, Auntie Margaret, why do you think it's come to this without many of us knowing about this?
Yeah, good question. We only found out about this in 2020. This conversation started in 2017 by the then chairperson, Roy Arcee of the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, wrote a request for New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council to take over this property for the divestment, to Newswalk. So ILSC entertained that idea. They did not include community in this process. And however, the process has not been included until myself as an Aboriginal woman was unheard with emails for over 8 months to New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council and to ILSC until I actually threatened them to go to the media, that they then responded.
Okay.
Conversations have been happening since then, and we've had three meetings with New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, and the ILSC, which is the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation, have failed to meet us at the table.
So, Auntie Margaret, how will this affect your community? If you could just give our listeners an idea of how big the impact is.
You know what? The impact is within a 24-hour turnaround. We had over 500 people attend NCIE. So I don't think the impact can actually be measured. I think if anything, you know, NCIE was used for a lot of different purposes, not just for the Aboriginal community, but for the community at whole. You know, everyone that wanted to support us. This is meant to be a Black Excellence Centre. There was nothing Black about the excellence that happened.
So in terms of what you plan to do and how you're going to counter this, can you give us a bit of an idea where it's going for you, for the community, your community next, Auntie Margaret?
The community has actually placed a proposition to Newswalk for us to actually create an entity to run the Fitness and Aquatic Centre. It's not a fitness and aquatic centre to us. It's more than that for us. This is a meeting point. This is where we come together and gather. This is where we bring our kids into a safe space to take them off the street, to provide them food. Our elders use this space. Our mums and bubs use this space. The impact is not measurable at the moment. You know, it's really saddening to see what's actually happening.
You did mention in your last Twitter post, Auntie Margaret, that you wanted us to flood social media with the important memories of the things that the community has done with NCIE. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think we just got to show people what NCIE means to them and what NCIE has done for them over the years. Whether you've been an employee, an ex-employee, anyone that's used this service for various reasons, to share what you have experienced here at NCIE.
Are you doing any more community action?
Community action, I think if you stay to our socials, we'll update it as we go. I'm getting cultural advice from our elders. Community meetings will continue. We will be planning something again very soon. I can't disclose that until that's all those details have been put together and agreed to. And then we will put it out on the Redfern News Connect social media.
And finally, Auntie, what is your message to us, the rest of the community, especially that we have changed supposedly into a government that's more sympathetic to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in Australia?
You know what? This year for NAIDOC couldn't have fit a better picture than what we need to do for this. Is to get up, stand up and show up. Come and fight this fight with us. Unfortunately, you know, we're fighting against two government agencies. Our community is very impacted by this, but I encourage everyone to really stand beside us and show us support by just getting up and standing up and showing up and walking the walk with us.
Auntie Margaret Hamono there, co-founder of Redfern Youth Connect, speaking to me as they plan to keep their protests up against the closure of NCIE. They've been told that the centre will close on Monday, August 8th.